Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I'm visiting with Kent Moore. He farms north of Iuka, Kansas. He is on the Kansas Corn Commission and the Kansas Corn Growers. We just came from a meeting, Kent, that we talked about the water shortage at Quivira and the litigation involved, and the state engineer being involved. I guess, why don't you kind of bring us up to speed on what the current situation is with that?
Yeah, it's been an issue ongoing in South Central Kansas in that GMD5 area for a number of years. And current status is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service a few weeks ago sent another letter, a call for water related to the surface water right they have for Quivira National Wildlife Refuge. So that letter goes to the chief engineer at the state level, and the state determined in 2016 that an impairment was occurring in regards to their water right. So it's the state's obligation to try to remedy that. And the it's been an issue for a long, long time. And just yesterday, informational hearing at the state house in the House Water Committee. Earl Lewis, our current chief engineer, kind of explained what could be some of the possible actions to remedy that impairment. And at his disposal would be, one thing would be to administer water, and the manner in the state has to do that is just to basically first in time and first in right. And in that situation, as senior as Quivira's water right is, that he stated yesterday, Chief Engineer Lewis indicated that that could mean up to 810 center pivots get shut off in that area. So, you know, obviously it's in the Kansas corn growers' interest and stakeholders in that area to try to come up with a solution that that can help remedy that impairment, but also recognizes the economic impact that would have in our communities.
You know, that is different, though, in that area than when you're out in the Ogallala, in the fact that if there is a short-term impairment, or an impairment, it might be short-term.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the case. I mean, it really is. You know, with the Big Bend Prairie Aquifer there, south of Great Bend, where GMD5 sits, I mean, we actually have a very, you know, as close as a sustainable water supply as there is in the state, but it's just because of our depth of water and our soil types and things of that nature. So, you know, the idea to remedy this, GMD5 has been working on a plan to put an augmentation well field in just south of the refuge, and that would give us the ability to pump some groundwater in times of need for the refuge to utilize. And then we're also exploring through producer organizations, and Kansas Corn is included in trying to find dollars at the state and federal level that would incentivize conservation in those high impact areas that have the greatest impact on stream flow. And it's just a continual pursuit to try to find a solution that'll work for both parties and provide the economic incentive to conserve that water and get the job done and not take that serious economic hit to a huge region. You know, we work on some numbers, and it's pretty easy to come up with about $750 million on a yearly basis that turn in that area just based off of irrigated agriculture. So it's a huge issue for our communities in that five-county region that we come up with something that works.
That's Kent Moore, farmer near Iuka, Kansas. He is with the Kansas Corn Commission and Kansas Corn Growers. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Orlando.